ti. Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer? Our blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you again this morning for another opportunity to sit at your feet and to hear your word ministered unto us. We are very grateful to you for making it possible for us this year again to gather like this. Thank you for your children that has come from different parts of the country. Thank you for your protection and cares. Thank you for joining mercies. Thank you for the needs in the lives of each and every one of us that we have brought before you at this time. We ask, O gracious Lord, that at the end of the camp when we shall be going back, Lord, we will all have testimonies.
Amen.
That all our needs have been met.
Amen.
Grant it, Heavenly Father.
Grant it, Lord.
We have been made to know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes, Lord.
You changed not. Your attitude towards the lives of the needy in the past has not changed one bit. It's the same, O God.
Yes,
you are ready to minister to the needs of your people. Don't pass any of us by.
Amen.
While you are blessing your people.
Amen.
Thank you for the blessings we have received already.
We're
in anticipation, O God, for more of these blessings,
yes,
to come. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Hallelujah.
Forget ye these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we have prayed with all faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
God bless you. Good morning, everybody. You are welcome to the convention 2025. I will thank God for sparing our lives to see this time again. I'm making a way for us to be here. He minister to each and every one of us. As we have need of
him.
So once again, you are welcome. God bless you. You are welcome. God servants. God bless you. Yeah.
Amen. The Lord as he passes by,
yes,
I am fine, it's not too busy to hear your heart's cry, he's passing by. This moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he
goes
by.
Let's sing it one more time.
Reach out and touch the Lord. As he passes by, you will find it's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. His presence in this moment, my need. Supply. I reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by.
jẹ́ kí a gbàdúrà.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to appreciate you this morning again for this kind opportunity and privilege, Lord, that you have granted unto every one of us to be present at this meeting this year. We are so grateful, Lord, because you are the author of life. Thank you for keeping us in good health. Thank you for the joining mercies you granted to so many of us from far and near. Lord, we have not come here just to get busy. Our purpose is to come and meet you, Lord.
Yes, Father.
We pray our request, our heart's desires that we have taken along with us, may they all be met, O God.
Amen.
Even if a man is so rich, he may be able to meet the physical needs of others. The spiritual needs only you can meet, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Come and meet our needs.
Amen.
Lord, that when we leave this place, this convention, like Anna attended Shiloh, may we go receiving our promises.
Amen.
May we go receiving our heart's desire.
Amen.
Lord, you will heal the sick and the afflicted.
Amen.
The brokenhearted, Lord, you will raise up again.
Amen.
Help us this morning.
Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can we give a clap offering to Jesus? Are you happy to be in Ibadan 2025? If you are happy, shake somebody and say you are welcome to convention. God bless you. You are welcome.
God bless you, sir. You're welcome. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
While we remain standing before we pass some greetings, I'd like us to just turn in our scriptures so I won't get you standing again. Let's read John chapter 1, beginning from verse 43. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 1, from verse 43. The Bible says, the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and said unto him, follow me.
Ni ojo keji, Jesu fe jade lo si Galilee, o si ri Philipi, o si wi fun pe ma to mi leyin.
Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter.
Ara Bethsaida ni Philip ise ilu Andrew ati Peteru.
Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, we have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph.
Philip ri Nathanael o si wi fun pe awa ti ri eni ti Mose ninu ofin ati awon woli ti kowe re, Jesus ti Nazareth, omo Joseph.
And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see.
Nathanael si wi fun pe ohun re kan hale ti Nazareth jade. Philip wi fun pe wa wo.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said, saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile.
Jesus ri Nathanael n po wa sodo re.
Verse 48. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee.
Nathanael wi fun pe nibo ni iwo ti mo mi? Jesus dan o si wi fun pe ki Philip to pe o, Nígbàtí ìwọ wà lábẹ́ igi ọ̀pọ̀tọ́, mo ti rí ọ.
Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel.
Nathanael down, ó sì wí fún un pé, Rabbi, ìwọ ni ọmọ Ọlọ́run, ìwọ ni ọba Ísírẹ́lì.
Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the tree, believest thou, thou shalt see greater things than these.
Jesus down, ó sì wí fún un pé, Nítorí mo wí fún ọ pé, mo rí ọ lábẹ́ igi ọ̀pọ̀tọ́ ni ìwọ ṣe gbàgbọ́, ìwọ ò rí ohun tí ó pọ̀ jù wọ̀nyí lọ.
May the Lord bless the reading of His word in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to greet everybody in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord again for this opportunity that the Lord has granted unto us. To be able to attend convention this year again. Amen.
Amen.
I want to appreciate the host pastor. And the associate. For this kind privilege. To stand behind the sacred decks this morning. I want to greet the entire ministers. I say God bless you in Jesus' name. You know, standing here when you have people that have been preaching before you were born. But I trust that the Lord will help us. Just to make a little joyful sound to the Lord. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
We can never get used to this place. Because God comes in an unusual way. So I trust the prayers of the servants of the Lord too. And we trust that the Lord will help us. God bless you. I say God bless you. Our coming here today or this season. Amen.
Man.
We don't want to go like the Bible said Samson went as at other times. Each time we come around, we trust the Lord to be of great blessing to us. Amen.
Amen.
So this morning, by the grace of God, from where we read from, amen,
amen.
It's quite a popular scripture in the Bible,
passage.
Amen.
Amen.
Almost every Bible student we understand this passage. But just in a little form, we want to say some things. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Abraham said, when God come among His people, He doesn't come as an onlooker. He doesn't come as a spectator. Amen.
Amen.
He comes to meet with our needs. Spiritual need especially. So, we are here in this convention. Brother Abraham said, whatsoever you put into the service is what you get out of the service. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now I want to read a quote just to start up a little bit. You love the prophet? You love the prophet? Oh, yes, sir. Brother Abraham said
Abraham wipe,
in the message question and answer
wasu, iberi ati down,
the tape number 640823E.
Amen.
In paragraph 253 Paragraph 253. He says something here.
O so nkan nibe.
He said, I am here to try to help you.
Woli wi pe mo wa ni bi lati gbanju lati ran o lowo.
He said, because I love you.
Won tori pe mo nife yin.
The prophet went ahead and he said, you are my children that I have begotten to Christ. He said, I claim every one of you. He said, I claim you tonight. He said, I claim you all time. He said, I always claim you. If you believe that, say amen.
Yes, Tommy. Amen.
Say, and that as your brother and sister.
He
said, you are my children.
Hey,
he said, I'm your father in the gospel. Not father as it will be a priest. He said, I'm your father in the gospel, as Paul said there. He said, I've begotten you to Christ. He said, I espouse you to Christ. That's engage you to Christ as a chaste virgin. He said, don't let me down. Don't let me down. He said, you stay a chaste virgin. Amen.
Amen.
And he asked us the question in the next paragraph. He said, you say, how will I do it, Brother Brian? He said, stay right with the word. How do I stay chaste? How do I stay as a chaste virgin? He says, stay right with the word. He says, live clean and pure. Have nothing to do with the things of the world. If the love of it is in your heart, so there's a possibility of it coming to your heart. If the love of it is in your heart, say, oh
Jesus,
please take that away from me. You say, I don't want to be like that. The attitude we must take towards God and towards His word. You love the Lord, church? Alright.
Amen.
Now, as we go on this morning, from where we read from, the Bible said the day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and find Philip. And Jesus said unto
Philip,
follow me. Is that right? And in verse 45, as we go on,
he
said, Philip finded
Nathanael
and said unto him, we have found him. Who have they found? He said, we have found him. He was certain. Are we there? Follow me as we build up a little bit. Of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. So this morning, just permit me for a little simple topic. We want to speak on this Jesus of Nazareth.
Professor, nipa Jesu ti Nazareth yi.
This Jesus.
Professor, nipa Jesu ti Nazareth yi.
Of Nazareth.
Jesu ti Nazareth yi.
Philip was so sure.
Oda Philip loju
tada. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of the person they have found.
Oda loju eni ti won ti pade yi.
Amen.
Amen.
And then when he said that, that was when Nathanael made that statement. He said, can anything good, follow me, church? He said, can anything good come out of
Nazareth?
Why? Because scripturally, Nazareth doesn't have any significant importance.
Nazareth ko ni akosile kankan to je ko se pataki ni
scripturally
nipa ti iwe mimo.
There is no place
specifically
that the Messiah,
the Messiah
was prophesied to come out of Nazareth.
Jade wa lati Nazareth.
Because the only thing good must be something spiritual. That is why when that rich man came to him, he said, good master. He called him good master. And he said, there is no one good except God. Amen.
Amen.
The prophet by divine interpretation told us that not that Jesus was saying he is not good, but what he was telling him is that you are actually attributing the title of God to me. Because that is who he is. So if you address me as a good master, then you are testifying that I am God in flesh.
Yes, sir.
Are we together, church?
So you are,
so Nathanael said,
no,
can anything good come out of
Nazareth?
Because Nazareth lack any biblical significance. Secondly,
Nazareth
is a small city or is a small village in Galilee. Follow me as we build it a little bit. Amen and amen. So it's a small place. It's not a prestigious place. It's not a place to be reckoned with. Amen. It's an insignificant town. Nobody talks about it. So how can something good come out of
Nazareth?
And he gave him the best answer. He said, come and see. Because there is no man, that comes face to face with this Jesus of Nazareth and remain the same. You can't come face to face with Jesus. Something is bound to happen. And as we are here in this convention, you have not come to see man. You have come to see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus you will see.
I said,
Jesus you will see.
Yes, sir.
The only thing is that don't picture the way you want to see him. Let him appear to you in his own way. And when he appears, do not miss it. We just finished singing a song.
He's
passing this way. Sometimes, when he's passing, he wants you to scream. When that man screams, I said,
Jesus,
have mercy on me. He did as if he didn't hear. Is that right? And he kept screaming. Amen.
Amen.
And when he answers your prayer, when you are coming in thanksgiving, your scream should be as it was. When you are asking for that request.
Amen.
Are we there?
Huh?
Because when we are looking for something from God, and God has done it, you say, I will testify. I will thank the Lord. By the time he has done it, you keep quiet. Brother Abraham said, God loves appreciation. That is why when he healed 10 lepers, one came and he asked, where are the rest? Where are the rest nine? So when God is doing anything for you, you must have the heart of thanksgiving to return appreciation back to God. How many of you believe your prayers will be answered in this convention?
Hallelujah.
So don't sleep. Follow me as you build it. And he said, we have found him of whom Moses. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. Very quickly. Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. And he said, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Amen. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. This seed was mistaken to be Abel. But Brother Abraham told us that is, the seed is actually Jesus. Why are we reading this scripture? We have found him of whom Moses spoke of. So Moses wrote of Jesus. Is that correct? Not only Moses and the prophets wrote about Jesus. In Genesis chapter 49 verse 10. Hallelujah. In Genesis 49 verse 10. Moses was writing again. He said, the scepter shall not depart from Judah. No a lawgiver from between his feet. Who was that scepter of righteousness? When he came, he came as a lawgiver. Other prophets will say, thus saith the Lord. But when he came, he said, verily, 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 I said unto you, because why? He was the lawgiver. He said, you have heard that thou shalt not steal. You have been told thou shalt not commit murder. You have been told thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you that whosoever looketh, he was a lawgiver. Are we together? He was a lawgiver of whom the prophets Moses spoke about. So Philip understood exactly what he was saying. And in Deuteronomy 18:18, he said, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee. The prophet like unto Moses was Christ. So the Old Testament spoke about this man. Praise God.
Amen.
Can we give a clap offering to Jesus?
Hallelujah.
So, when Philip said we have found him, he knew exactly what he was saying. Because he has searched the scriptures. Amen. He understood the Bible. But when he presented it before
Nathanael,
then that Nathanael is a scriptural being.
He's a scriptural
fellow.
Follow me.
He said, can anything good come out of this insignificant place? He said, come and see. But when Nathanael came,
we
cannot tell you the difference between Nathanael and the Pharisees even though Nathanael understands very well that there is no scripture spoken about
Nazareth,
yet when he displayed the messianic sign, he had no choice but to believe. He may not understand, but as time goes on, it will make sense.
You need to see.
Amen.
Amen.
When he saw Jesus, Jesus said, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guide. So there is no scripture as we go on. You know that statement before we come to this other side. That statement Jesus told Nathanael, open the eyes. Open up his eyes. That he said, oh, you are the king of Israel. He said, because I've told you these things, you believe? Said, you will see greater things. And God will open our eyes to greater things this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will open our eyes of understanding that where the enemy has placed you, the enemy may have boxed you to a corner and tell you you can never make it. But we want to see what the word is talking about us. We don't want to listen to Satan's testimony. Because he is the accuser of the brethren. We want to listen to the testimony of our Lord Jesus. Alright.
Amen.
I believe you are with me.
Alright.
Now, there's a confusion somewhere. Now, the confusion is this. Now, why should it be called Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah? Why should Nathanael recognize him as the Messiah? Yet he's from Nazareth. Why would the woman at the well recognize him as the Messiah when he's from Nazareth? When there is no scripture spoken about the Messiah coming from Nazareth. Turn with me to Micah chapter
5.
The Bible says, But thou Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be little among the thousands, yet out of thee shall he comfort unto me. Amen?
Amen.
That is to be ruler in Israel.
Whose
goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. So Micah prophesied.
Amen.
That this Messiah will come from
Bethlehem.
Not Nazareth.
He's a Nazareth.
Are we together?
So you will be.
But thou Bethlehem Ephrata, though thou be little, but out from that Bethlehem we come the Messiah. This was what confused the Pharisees. Are we together? Because the Pharisees are eloquent men. The Pharisees understand the scripture.
They know the scrolls. They know that if a Messiah is to come, he shouldn't be pronounced as Messiah from Nazareth.
He
should be pronounced as Messiah from Bethlehem. Because it was Bethlehem the scripture spoke of. Not Nazareth. But you know, when God is doing things, the Bible said he hides it from the eyes of the wise and prudent and reveal it to babes such as will learn. Amen. Abraham said, God is not responsible for a non-elect.
He's
responsible to his seed alone. Because even if he explains things to a non-elect, it makes them more darker. But to a true seed, when he explains it, his eyes of understanding comes up, then he takes his place in the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Benny.
All right. Let's build up a little bit.
So here comes the confusion.
Everywhere he goes, they call him the man of Galilee. The Jesus of
Nazareth.
The Messiah.
The Messiah.
How can it be? It became a question in the heart of the Pharisees. Because they knew the scriptures. But it was an intellectual conception. That is why it is good to know the scripture. But Abraham said, I want to know the author. I want to know the author. I may not know the book very well. He said, I want to know the author real well. Because when you know the author,
amen,
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 then you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So much intellectualism that there is no spirit to mix up with it, and people take up a decision and they are bound by that decision and they think they are right because of intellectualism. These people said, are we there?
Yeah.
Can you give me Matthew chapter 2? Amen.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 2.
Matthew Orikeji.
From verse 1 to 6.
That is a kefa.
All right. No, before we go to Matthew chapter 2,
Matthew,
give me John chapter 7.
From verse 37
to 53. Very quickly. John chapter 7. From verse
37. That is a
we can enjoy the scriptures together.
That is, yes.
He said, in the last day, look up. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, Jesus was preaching. It was a revival meeting. Just as we are preaching now, anyone that believeth in him, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
But this
spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. The next verse. Many of the people, therefore, follow. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said of a truth, this is the prophet. Are we following him? Because your characteristics is what defines you.
They said of a truth. This is the prophet. The next verse, brother. Others said, this is the Christ. But some said, the intellectual men now. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? We know the scriptures. Because Nazareth is a village in Galilee. That is why
he later came to Galilee.
That song. I love that man from Galilee.
So Galilee,
Nazareth. Nazareth is a village in Galilee.
Nazareth is a village
in
Galilee.
In the northern part of Israel.
Galilee.
Are we together? So when we use Nazareth, Galilee, as we go in the course of this preaching, so you know we are saying the same thing because it's the same area. So it's like saying, shall Christ come out of Nazareth? Because that was what Nathanael asked. He said, shall anything good come out of Nazareth? The same question they are asking here. Shall Christ come out of Galilee? Even after the obvious manifestation.
Yes, sir. Please, sir. Again.
Even after the obvious manifestation.
Others
said he's a prophet. Others said this is the Christ. But some said, shall Christ come out of Galilee? The next verse, brother. Had not the scripture said. They are preaching now. Will Christ come out of Galilee? Did not the scripture say that Christ will come out of the seed of David? Out of the town of
Bethlehem?
Where David was? Now, we are there wrong. We are there wrong. We read Micah chapter 5. We are there wrong. No, sir.
Amen.
Amen. They were not wrong in quoting the scripture. But in getting the revelation, that is where the problem is. So they can tell you, we know the scriptures. We know them quotes. The quote said, it will come from Bethlehem. Was it wrong? No, sir, the quote is staring at you. Very good. So why are you calling him Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah? Why should you call him that? And let's go on. Are we following the meetings here? We are having a meeting here. And it was a meeting that brought this discussion to. So what happened? There was a division among the people because of him. Verse 44. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. So because they were sent to arrest him. Then came the officers of the chief priests and the Pharisees, and they said unto them, why have ye not brought him? So they have a scriptural background to arrest him for false claim. They were convinced that they were right by their quotes. Yet they were wrong by application.
Amen.
You following me?
Amen.
He said, then came the officers to the chief priest. Why have you not brought him? The officers answered. The people they sent to arrest him, they answered. And they said, never a man speak like this man. Let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! They say we may not understand, but there's never a man, when he spoke like an authority. He was an authority. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
He's not only having authority, he's an authority himself. Amen. Because no man meets with Jesus and remains the same. Even his enemies.
Amen.
This Jesus of
Nazareth.
No man meets with him. That is why Philip said, come and see. All you need, stop criticizing. Have a one-on-one with him. Something will happen. Because he is an authority. You are not called to understand. You are called to believe. Every promise that Jesus has made in this Bible, you are called to believe it. You may not understand it, but just believe. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You have to wake up. Are we together? Yes, sir. God bless you.
Amen.
They said, never a man speak like this.
Woo!
Amen. The next verse.
Yes, I don't tell
then
you.
Answer the Pharisees.
Pharisees
are you also deceived? Woo! That is why we don't want two people to fellowship among them. Territorial fights.
I want ija fun omo ijo mi
if we had known, we wouldn't have sent you to their convention. Now you are in their convention. You are behaving somehow. He's not behaving somehow. She's not behaving somehow. Something happened inside. And it is called a revival.
Hallelujah.
A man came out one time. Baba said he attended the Welsh revival. Welsh revival became a person. When he left the avenue, he became a person. Everywhere he went, he was a Welsh revival inside. Because he met with this Jesus.
Amen.
We are here to meet with him, friends.
Are
ye also deceived?
Oh,
man. The next verse. He said, have you been deceived? The next verse. Oh, man. The next verse, brother. But these people who know it not the law are cursed. He said, you know what? I can see now that you are cursed people. Because you don't know the law. You don't know the quotes. If you don't know quotes, tell us, let us tell you. Is there anything wrong with quotes? No, sir. But the letter kill it. Mix the letter with the spirit. That is what produces life. The letter with the spirit produce life. They
asked
them the question. Are you cursed? The next verse. Are you also cursed? Then Nicodemus intervened. The one that came to Jesus by night. The next verse.
Okay.
And he said, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and knoweth what he doeth? Next verse. They answered and said unto him, you know, he is a teacher in
Israel.
And he's telling them, let's watch this thing
carefully.
Because he was a secret disciple.
He
was a secret believer. Let's not go that way. The law will not judge a man until he hear from the man first. Then they turn to him. You a teacher in Israel.
Are
thou also of Galilee?
Oh my God.
So you are also a man of Galilee.
You were not Sarah Galilee, you were not.
Because it was Galilee that was raining. That
time.
You people go and meet your Galilee prophet. So they nicknamed them Galilee people.
Don't worry, the Lord will help us. I believe he's helping us. Is the Lord helping you? I hope you are not sleeping. You say, why are we saying these things? Amen. The Lord will open it more and more as we go on. Because people can tag a negative name on you, thinking they are correct. Thinking they are right. And they will roll with it. Because this same conviction was why they said, let his blood be upon us. They were sure that the Bible did not say that the prophet will come from Nazareth. And Jesus did not explain.
Is everything you explain? Somebody came to the prophet and he said, in the message spoken word is the original seed. In the message spoken word is the original seed. Somebody came to the prophet and said, but Abraham, somebody said something about you that is really bad. Abraham said, leave it alone. He said, see, this thing they said involves your family. You can kill in the word involves. Spoken word is the original, see if you can read it. Abraham said, let it alone. Amen. And he told the prophet, he said, I am telling you that this name, this bad thing that they are calling you concerns you. Concerns your family. And you said, I should let it go. Baba said, let it alone. Can you see that? Oh my. Spoken word is the original seed. And the prophet, and he asked the prophet, he said, how did you do that? How do you do such a thing? That people speak bad about you wrongly. And you let it go. The prophet said, it is predestinated before the foundation of the world to give me a trial.
It
involves, it's only one. It is predestinated before the foundation of the world to give me a trial. Even though they are wrong, how many things can you explain? That's it. I want to read it. He said, how can you take it like that? He said, that involves your family. I said, that was predestinated before the foundation of the world to give me a trial. I said, my sure, that's all. Said, how do you do it? Listen to the prophet. How do you do it? He said, if I look right down this way, I'll be falling all the time. How many can you explain? Not when you do something wrong. If you do something wrong and they talk about it, repent!
That's right.
So they are talking about me, but I don't mind. But you are having misconduct.
So that's
not what I'm saying. You don't take one thing and apply it the wrong way. Jesus did not explain. Give me the scripture again. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Can we give a clap offering to Jesus? Amen.
Amen.
They answered and said unto him, that's Nicodemus.
At
that also of Galilee?
Then
they said, search. Go home. You call yourself a teacher. Go home. Search. And look. For out of Galilee ariseth no prophet. There's no quote for that. Now let's see. Let's marry the confusion. Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. Don't worry, I won't take so much of your time. Matthew chapter 2. Amen.
Amen.
From verse 1. Now when Jesus was born in where? See, you have to answer me. Now when Jesus was born in where? So where was he born? So where did the Messiah come from? Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
You that said they should search, how long and how much have you searched? When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. Verse 2. Saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and
have
come to worship him.
Verse 3.
When Herod, you see, had heard these things, he was troubled and all Jerusalem
with him.
Verse 4. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. He demanded. And what was the reply? And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. So he was born in
Bethlehem,
but raised in Nazareth.
Amen.
So those that didn't know where he was born, but only understood where he grew, became a stumbling block. The next verse. And thou Bethlehem, so they quoted Micah that we read. Now let's see what, okay, give me Luke now. Luke chapter 2 from verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called
Bethlehem,
because he was of the house and lineage of David. Verse 2. To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So, what happened there was that when Mary was heavily pregnant, they were in Nazareth. They lived in
Nazareth.
But it was time to be tasked. Then they went over to where? To Bethlehem. And in the process, Mary delivered. Because the word of God can never fail. So they didn't stay too long there before they relocated back to Nazareth. And it was popular in Nazareth. This was the stumbling block. And a name they tagged to him. They tagged that name thinking that they were mocking him. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes the devil want to put something on you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And make you feel that this name that is on you. Amen. It's your name. But brothers and sisters, regardless of what the enemy has put on you, the name God calls you is what matters. For he was the very Messiah. Some persons did not understand this principle, but they believed him anyhow. They called him the Messiah because of the manifestation. Because manifestation is the best interpretation. Don't tell me what you are. Let me see the fruit you bear. You may say, I am this. You may say, I am that. But let's see the fruit you carry. That is what defines who you are. It doesn't matter if you are a Pharisee or Pharisee. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So he decided to go with that name, Jesus of Nazareth. And everywhere he went, he was doing good. That's what I said. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer. They tag the wrong name. They said he's born of fornication. He didn't explain. He was focused. Brother Abraham said, he said, in the years gone by, he said, nobody have no, he said, people have no use of me. He said, everywhere I go, a bad name has been
tagged.
God bless you. A bad name has been tagged to me. He said, not anywhere he put his head. He said, people don't love me. He said, but by the grace of God, today, he said, I am directing the bride of Jesus Christ. Even with a bad name, he was focused. He was focused. He followed the commission. There was no distraction. Even though they called him the son of a drunkard, there was no distraction. He said, people have no use of me. He said, he used to be, when we go to schools, he said, people will buy me ice cream. He said, but I can't buy them back. He said, because we are so poor. He said, sometimes I want to buy things to people, but I don't even have to buy. He said, but today, he said, I can feed your church. He said, what did it? He said, it's amazing grace that a man born in sin, shaped in iniquity, with a bad name, yet God brought something good out of that fellow.
Amen.
In Psalm chapter 51, when David was repenting, a bad name was tagged to him. Let me tell you something. If David repented, genuinely repented, you are the one talking about a bad name. He has gone past that name.
Hallelujah.
He knows my name. Oh, are we together at church this morning?
Amen.
The enemy put you down and pushed you to the corner. They said the woman they called barren. Human being, they are so wicked. Barren. Elizabeth, that was called barren.
Sorry.
Is that right? Human being. When something wrong happened to you, the next thing, they want to tag it that because you did something wrong. Jesus met a man that was born blind. The first question the Pharisees asked, sorry, that the disciples asked, was who did sin?
Is he
his parents? Is he his, maybe himself? Jesus said, it's not compulsory. That when something bad happened to somebody, it's because he has sinned. Sometimes it could be, but he said not all the time, because it's the nature of man to always point an accusing finger, even when you have done nothing. But you must be focused this morning. If you have done something, all you need to do is repent. Repent. Turn away from me. And Jesus will accept you. And you become pure. I said you become pure after confession, after repentance, and he purges you with his Holy Spirit. You are pure. I don't care what anybody says. God does not judge a man by the book of Satan. He judges a man by his own book. And when you repent, the Lord said, he puts it in the sea of God's forgetfulness. If you are a sinner this morning, all you need to do in this convention, don't go home as a sinner. Say amen. Amen, church.
Amen.
Say a louder amen.
Amen.
The condemnation is not because you are a sinner by birth. The condemnation is because you refuse the way out. He said, light has come. Light. Has come, but men love darkness rather than light. From the lips of Jesus, he said, there lays the condemnation.
There
lays the condemnation. Because you refuse the way out.
Amen.
That's it. That's because he said your righteousness is like filthy rags. When you check the way. When you check the word filthy rag, it's not your rag that you use for 10 years and drop down. That is not filthiness. When you check the rule word by divine interpretation, it is the 28th, is the menstrual cycle of a woman that produced you. Born in sin, shaped in iniquity. That is the real filth. We don't have time to read all the quotes. That's real filthiness. And when you come through that passage, you are a filthy man until you are born again. If you are not born again, I don't care how you keep the law. You may not have slept with a woman in your life. You are still a sinner.
That's right.
You are still a sinner. A sinner is a man that is not free with the Holy Spirit. I don't care how long you have stayed in church. You are a sinner. That's what Brother Brown said. This Holy Spirit, he said, is the word highlight. Highlight.
Only pari pari
of my ministry.
Pari pari share you with me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On the other hand,
no, okay.
Oh, may God help us.
Amen.
I say, may God help us. Yes.
Amen.
Rabbi said, when I come among the people,
he said,
I try to see how to F them. And every true preacher want to help you. Instead of looking for a way to make the Holy Spirit free these ones, instead of looking on how God can help them. Preachers are busy fighting. Church members are dying. Territorial battles and battle for supremacy. Church members are dying with habits. Habits. habit. Habit.
They
are looking for how to overcome this demon.
We
are busy doing something else. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We love Jesus. Can we give a clap offering? They tied that name to him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They thought it was a bad name. But he didn't change it. He continued with the name. Jesus of
Nazareth.
And everywhere he went, he was doing good. Because he was the one that the Moses and the prophet spoke about. He was the rock in the weary land. In the weary land. God told Moses to speak to the rock.
Apostle
God told us that rock was Christ. Some things will go wrong. Some things may go wrong, and we say it is actually wrong. But sometimes, God is trying to write something. He's writing scriptures up front. Because he told Moses to speak to the rock, and he struck the rock with a stick. And he made a cleft. How can a stick break a rock?
Okay.
A shepherd's staff made a cleft. And you say Moses disobeyed. But listen. Whatever happens, God will wind it back to his perfect
will.
Because Moses was writing the scripture of the rock of ages. Oh, follow me, brother. He was writing the scripture of the rock of ages that is to come. That is what that songwriter said. Rock of ages, cleft for me. Rock of ages, open up for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Because when he left a cleft, the beasts came and made their homes there. The beasts came, make their homes there, and they got honey from the rock. There is honey in that rock, my brother. There is honey in that rock for you. Leave your sin for the blood to cover. There is honey in that rock for you. Hallelujah! Because one day, Jesus, the rock of ages, who was criticized, hung on the cross. And the Roman soldier did us a favor. Because he made a cleft. When he pierced his side. And the Bible said, blood, water, gush out. And the prophet said, many Jesuses were born.
Amen.
Amen. That is what produced you. It was entered in the Old Testament. But God turned it and worked it out for his perfect will. That is why we are giving birth to. At the cross. There I first saw the light. Is that right?
Amen.
On that cross, something happened. My sins were done away with. If you believe that, say
amen.
If you are still a sinner, come to the cross. Because Jesus of Nazareth is waiting for you. He pardoned your sin. When he died, you were the one that died.
Hallelujah.
You believe that?
Amen.
When he died, you died.
Nigba to ku oku.
When he was buried, you were buried.
Asion, atasin, asion.
When he resurrected, you were resurrected.
Amen. Nigba to ata gidi.
With the newness of life,
pelu iye toto.
Now you are seated.
Bayo joko.
In heavenly places.
Ninu awon orun.
By the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Nigba to emi mi
mo. Far above principalities and powers.
O gaju gbogbo awon adlachi ati awon agbara aye lo.
No witch can get there.
O si aje to le debe mo.
Hallelujah. He said, this witch is tormenting me. Oh. Brother, get seated. Get seated. We're talking redemption story, okay? It's so sweet to be a Christian. It's so difficult to be a sinner. That's
right.
It's very difficult to be a sinner. Because every night you live in condemnation. Of the woman and the man you had affair with last night. You live in condemnation. But when you come to this Jesus, and you repent thoroughly, your sins are forgotten. Can you wave your hand to the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Ah.
Amen.
Don't worry. The Lord is helping us. So when he died, you died.
Brother
Brown said he took your place. So
you
were the one that's supposed to be hanging there. Now, the five senses don't understand what it means to take someone's place. That is why you don't approach the world with the five senses. Because in there, especially in the senses of the spirit, less reasoning. In there you will reason it. So we are not to approach him by these five senses. Either the five senses of the body or the five senses of the spirit. Because you will reason it. You don't understand what it means to take someone's place. By these five senses. You can never understand it. You know why?
Nobody.
Because the five senses of the body is not trained to do something for somebody else. Are we there?
So you wabi. So
no matter how you love me,
but you could not fear me too.
You can't eat for me.
Oh, le jam for me.
I say, oh, I'm in the jungles of Africa. I'm in Libya. I say, I'm traveling. I'm in Libya. I'm testing here. Yes, and I call you. Please, who I'm testing. And you say, and you tell me, and I have plenty of water and food here. And I know you love me very well. But you can't eat for me where you are.
Mm.
So the five senses understand that there are some things you can't do for somebody. And no matter how you don't like me,
but you come on,
you can't drink poison for me.
Oh, le mumma jele for me.
You eat for yourself.
Oh, ba jewo je funra re.
You drink poison, you die for yourself.
Oh, ba mumma jele o ku funra re ni.
So,
Victorina,
the five senses has mastered this thing. That's why Brother Brown said we contact him by faith. Not by reasoning. Not by sight. Not by hearing. But by the innermost. This is why when Philip and Nathanael contacted, when they came before Jesus, there was a contact. The reasoning died. Whether Nazareth, whether Galilee, whether Bethlehem,
he
died because it made a contact. What we need is a contact. If we can contact him this morning by faith, he will bring your desires to pass. So is by faith we contact him, knowing that he took my place.
Hallelujah.
I can't die anymore.
Hallelujah.
Because Brother Bram said,
Lord,
William Branham died many years ago. When he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. In the message communion. He said, I was born into the family of Charles and Ella Branham.
He
said, in their nature, they breathed something into me. He had anger issues. He had a lot of problems. But when he met that pillar of fire, he died. He was not the man he used to be. He's now a new creation. Not an old one made over. You don't patch it. You are either born again or you are not born again.
This
is not this middle way. There's no middle way.
You see,
now you are born again. You are dead completely to sin. Or you are still a sinner. Doesn't matter if you're a pope. Somebody came to the prophet. A lady.
He
said, I just can't stop this drinking.
He
said, I've done everything. Brother said, you can't help yourself.
He
said, but I know someone. I know somebody. He said, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Are you struggling with habit?
I
know someone. Church, can I hear amen?
Amen.
Oh, man.
Amen.
I know someone. Not me.
Me.
Not the president.
The
president will torture you more.
But
I know someone. He's the rock of ages. He's the fountain of living waters. One time, this somebody, capital letter S, somebody, John chapter 4. John chapter 4, can you give me that? Jesus was going towards a destination. The Bible said, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus, okay, let's take it slowly. When therefore the Lord, no, verse 1. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that
Jesus
made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. Verse 3. He left
Judea
and departed again into
Galilee.
And he must needs go through Samaria. His destination was Galilee. But there is a need in Samaria. A sinner who carries the gene of God.
Amen.
A sinner who carried the gene. Are you a sinner tonight? Follow the story. And Jesus spoke to her. When she came, Jesus said, go get me water. She said, don't you know that it's not customary? That is, it's not in our custom, tradition, for the Jews and the Samaritans to have dealings. Brother said Jesus was contacting a spirit. Because he is the living water. Jesus is that fountain of living water. So when he came before this woman, a sinner, because he knew the woman had a need. You had a need. And you are here in this convention. Don't go home without that need being met. Because there's a fountain. Oh, can we say there's a fountain? Amen. Can we say there's a fountain?
Oh
man. Have you seen a fountain before?
So ti rori sun kri.
A fountain gushes out water.
Otiri
isun. It pours out water.
Akaleru o tu omi jade.
When Abraham saw one time.
Akunrin Abraham ri kan ni
daka. And it was bubbling.
Akaleru ni.
It was a fountain. It was bubbling.
O tu omi jade lati wo ile.
But every fountain has a source. What you see on the outside is what is happening on the inside. Are we there, church? But this fountain is not the fountain of water. Jesus, this fountain. Jesus the Lord. This fountain is not a fountain of water. It's the fountain of blood.
Oh man.
Fountain of blood.
Blood.
There is a fountain filled with blood. This fountain is filled with blood. What is the source of this fountain? Drawn from Emmanuel's vein. This fountain originates from Emmanuel's vein. He said there's a fountain filled with blood. Drawn from Emmanuel's vein. Sinners plunge. When sinners jump into this fountain, they lose their guilty stains.
Church of the living God.
All you need to do is to plunge. Is to jump. By repentance. By acknowledging that you have been wrong. Oh, hallelujah. When you realize that, the song says, they lose their guilty stain. Give me that song. Yes, sir.
Amen.
There's a fountain.
Oh, it's so come on.
The woman at the well met this fountain.
Oh, this
Jesus of Nazareth.
Everywhere
he went, he was doing good.
Oh,
when that woman met this fountain, all her sin was taken care of.
Amen.
Sure, brother. Sure. The next stanza.
That's a total.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, the dying thief. The dying thief rejoice to see that fountain.
Oh
man. Am I communicating? Oh man. The dying thief on the cross. When he saw the fountain, he rejoiced. Because every true son of God, when they come in contact with this fountain, there is rejoicing.
You
can't come in contact with him and remain the same. Something is bound to happen. Something good for that matter. Go with the right attitude. You will reap something good out of it. The dying thief rejoice to see that fountain in his day. And the song says, and then may I, though vile as he. In other words, you may be as wicked as this thief. These are notorious criminals that troubled the country. When this dying thief saw the fountain, he had the right attitude. The thief on the left, criticized him, spoke bad about Jesus. But the attitude of this other thief, he said, as for us, we have done many evil things. But this man has done nothing bad. How did he know? He lived in the neighborhood. You think he just knew Jesus on the cross? He lived in that area. He lived in the country. The fame of Jesus traveled everywhere. And he knew that this man is a righteous man. He had respect. He had reverence. He said, today,
you'll
be with me in paradise.
Oh God. Hallelujah.
There is a fountain. Jesus of
Nazareth.
There's a fountain.
Oh no, it's not.
Give me the next verse.
Said totally.
That dying lamb.
That
precious blood. Your precious blood shall never lose its power.
There's
power.
Amen.
Power. Wonder worker. In the blood. That dying lamb, that precious blood shall never lose its power. Church, till when? Is it till the next revival? The blood stop acting till the next revival? Till the ransomed church of God be saved. Not only be saved, be saved, don't sin no more. He will keep pleading.
I'm
challenging you tonight to jump out of that sinful condition. There's a precious place to be. You love the Lord? Let's give him a clap offering.
Amen.
The next stanza. Don't worry, I'm watching your time, okay? He said, ever since by faith that I saw this stream. This stream that came from this fountain that your flowing wound supplies. Redeeming love has been my thing. Oh, that has been my song.
Hallelujah.
That is what Abraham said when we get to glory. He said angels cannot join that song. When we begin to sing, redeem our love to proclaim it. They will stand. Because they don't know what it means. To be cleansed. To be purified. By this Jesus. By this Jesus of Nazareth.
Jesus in Nazareth. Hallelujah.
He had a bad name tacked to him. But we celebrate it today. The name God calls you, that's what you are. If you say you have been born again and you are pure, you are saved, you are sinless, you are perfect, that is what you are.
Hallelujah.
Oh my, don't resist that. Because Adam represented you in the garden.
Adam,
you call yourself a sinner. You call yourself a sinner.
Are
you the one that sinned in the garden? Because somebody represented you. See, this word is by representation. The number one man in Nigeria is our representative. If they are going for a G7 summit or G whatever summit, and they want to invite the whole nation, and they say they want a representation from Nigeria, are you the one that we call? They will call Nigeria.
Open Nigeria.
The head.
Oh, Lord, Nigeria.
If president is there, Nigeria is there. If the
Nigeria
president does well there, the good thing will come back to all of us. The reason why it looks like we have a bad name worldwide is not because everybody is bad. Some persons represented us wrongly. Hence, we inherited it. Alright. So you are not the one that sinned in the garden. So why do you say you are a sinner? So it's easy to accept that you are a sinner because Adam represented you. But it's not easy to accept that you are righteous through Christ. You are cheating yourself. After you have been born again. But the truth of the matter is that you were always a son, even as a sinner.
Oh.
The truth is that you were always a son, even as a sinner. Conversion is not turning the pig. It's not turning the pig to a sheep. You are always a sheep. Then you are a sheep that behave like a pig. At some point. Because you carry the very representation of God. Because Rabbi said, a no sheep can never be converted.
Amen.
He said you were a seed. That is why you could be regenerated. So you were a seed. The prodigal son is still a son. But he's a son prodigal. Why didn't you remove the son? But it was a son that went astray and behaved like pigs in the world. But when the gospel trumpet came and straightened him and corrected him, he said, that's what Baba calls self-realization. He said, what is all this rubbish I've been doing? I've been fornicating. I've been committing adultery. And he comes to the altar and he repents and God fills him with the Holy Spirit. Because he was always a son.
Amen.
So if God calls you a son, that's what you are. If you continue to fornicate and go like that, it shows you were never a son. It shows you were never a daughter. Because when a son heard the sound of the Jubilee trumpet, he jumps for freedom. Instead of continuing in sin, your attribute is what proves who you are. So you are what you are. The name God calls you is what you are. Don't resist it. You say you are a sinner by birth because Adam represented you. When you come into Christ, you are perfect.
Amen. That's right.
I don't know the other name you are going to call that
to.
Alright. You say, but I'm still in this condition. We will correct you. We will correct you by the word and tell you what you wear before the foundation of the world. Listen. When you give birth to a child, you wait until he's mature before you give him his name. Church, few minutes we are done. I trust the Lord has been helping us. Let's give a clap offering to Jesus. What's your name? Daniel. Oh, God bless you.
God bless you.
This little boy said his name is Daniel. How old are you?
Seven.
Oh, God bless you. You can sit down. Was it when he was 7 years old they gave him
Daniel?
When the midwife, the nurse came to Brother Abraham and said, you have a bouncing baby boy. What did he say? He said, welcome,
Joseph.
At that time,
was
Joseph aware his name is Joseph?
So
the father should stop calling him Joseph because he has not been able to answer the name. If you, being evil, can do that,
oh, this was to Jenny B. To Le Shele, to Marukamaratos, baby. Wow. That's a good one. That's
we have
good.
Only one accuser of the brethren. And that is
Satan.
When you do something wrong, you are corrected. It's different from being accused. It's two different things. A true preacher will rebuke sin. We rebuke unrighteousness. But will not accuse you like Satan. Because many of us, it is the mistake of that brother 10 years ago. You continue to have revival. Once the brother is passing, you do your mouth like this. And you begin to talk. Small, small. Full step of gossip. You'll be talking to the next person. Don't you know that brother? That's the brother they said that did it the other time. Accuser of the brethren. The brother may have repented. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God calls you your name. In John chapter
8,
can you give me that scripture? We are coming back to what we are saying. This is leading me somewhere. In John chapter
8,
Jesus went onto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. Red-handed. And when they had set her in the midst, you don't understand what accusers, what they do. They will surround you so that you can't breathe. They brought her, put her for me though.
You
surrounded her. Perhaps I'm dramatizing it. They must have held their hands together. Don't let her run. No. Let her run, no. Master, this woman was taken. Not be dense. The next verse. Okay, that's it. Okay. No. They say unto him, after setting her in the midst and ensure that she doesn't run, there's a master. This woman was taken in adultery. In case you don't understand, Master, what we are saying is that we caught her in the very act. Maybe if it was today, they will bring the video evidence. Because immediately they caught them, they said, stop that. No video.
What is your video? What is your video? To ba joni ni.
And the master, there's no need to argue. See it for yourself. So there was no camera phone. The only way to explain it is to say this very act. So we just got there, we caught them, say, get up. Sorry, I can't go lower than that. I'm sorry. All right. Then they said, the next verse. After they explained everything, the witnesses have given their witness. All the files have been submitted. Everything is true. Now, in the law of Moses, he commanded us that if such is done, they should be stoned. Since you know the law of Moses, why not go ahead to why come to me? Carry it out. You already know what Moses said. You know the quote. You know what to do. So why are you coming to Jesus? You come as if you are seeking for help. You come to the pastor or any minister as if you are seeking for help. The person that is seeking for help will like quotes. We like quotes. We like scriptures. To the person is seeking from, I mean seeking help from. Since you know all these quotes and scriptures, why are you coming to the pastor? You are not sincere. I just came to no. One cannot. He said, oh, why did you say? You know, we not the no finish. Oh God, you no finish.
If you don't
know finish, you
know.
Moses said.
Moses, we pray.
You should be stoned to death.
So
we know the quote, but what do you say? What do
you
have to say? This they said. I'm reading. This they said. Tempting him. So when you do that to your pastor, it's temptation. You came to tempt the pastor. You want to get something to hold. To twist. So they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself and said unto them, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone. Are we permitting sin? A true preacher can never permit evil, but he will judge your intentions. The Bible said, and again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, they started putting down their stones. What did he say? He that is without sin. So they were sinners. Trying to stone a sinner for sinning differently. Perhaps they are even guilty of the same thing. Please pardon me, this is how I preach. Let's give a clap offering to Jesus.
Amen.
At the end, he told her, where are the accusers? He said, no one. He said, neither will I. What was the instruction? Go. Go. And sin no more. Repentance is 180 degrees. You are going this way before. You repent and you face this way. It's not go and continue in sin. If you go and make your way right with the desire to sin, it was good you didn't make it right in the first place. Because true repentance must go with sincerity. That's what God wants to see. Sincerity. Sincerity. It's rubbish. I confess my sin. But inside, you just want to release your conscience a little bit. But you have not truly repented. You have not truly repented. God wants to see sincerity. In all our dealings. Amen.
Amen.
He came before the fountain.
I'll
read a quote as we are closing now. Love the Lord, church.
Amen.
Let's read a quote. Give a clap offering if you want to.
Amen.
Church Age Book.
Church age book. I want to read something. Maybe we'll round it off here at this point. The Lord helping us. Seven church age book. Just key in the word and crafted. Rabbi says seven golden candlestick. In Exodus 25:31, it says, and thou shalt make a candlestick. Thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Okay, calm down. No, this way. All right. Hallelujah. Keep going. Hallelujah. Okay. And thou shalt make a candlestick of pure gold. Of beaten work shall the candlestick be made.
Is
shaft. His branches, his balls, his nuts, and his flowers shall be of the same. But Abraham said, the true church of Jesus Christ, the bride, is likened to pure gold. Can I hear amen? The bride, you I use this boy as an example now. When this boy was giving birth to, the parents called him his name. Because as he was growing, he may not be able to answer his name, but the parents will never stop calling him his name. 1 week they will call him his name. 2 weeks they will call him his name. Because they had faith. They had hope that one day this boy will answer his name. We answer his name. So as the boy was growing, parents, you can fellowship with me on this. As the boy was growing, each time you call the boy and he's growing and you call him his name, you call him a name, you are expecting. You are expecting a response. Even though he has not responded. But as he's growing, he will grow into it. Then one day you begin to observe that there's somebody they call Josephine in this house. Maybe there's somebody they call Joseph in this house. And each time they mention that name, they turn towards his direction. I'm telling you, brothers, if you keep calling him his name, you will be shocked that if you say Joseph, one day Joseph will turn. Oh, is that right, parents? Is that right, parents? If you can have faith like that for your children, what about our Heavenly Father? You have bad parts, no doubt. But that is why we are here. Because Jesus wants to take that bad part and call you your true name.
Hallelujah.
Moses presented his flaws. His weaknesses. Then God said, who made the tongue? Who made the mouth? With a simple shepherd's staff, he buried the word power. You don't understand. When we say word power, when we say war power, it's like you are taking a stick now or a staff and you are marching to Russia. Or you are marching to the United States. What are you going there to do? Say to take over. Take over with a stick. Here they have missiles. It takes the sixth sense. Oh, say amen, church.
Amen.
Oh, sure, I'm closing. Let's go on with our quote. So this bride is likely not to pure gold. Our righteousness is his righteousness. Her attributes are his own glorious attributes.
Our identity is found in him. What he is, she is to reflect. What he is, you are to reflect. What he has, she is to manifest.
Amen.
You are Christ on earth. Because you are a reflection. You are a representation of who he is up there. What he has, she is to manifest. There is no fault in her.
Don't
say the prophet. That's your name. He just called you your name. I'm not the one calling you. When you have repented, filled with the Holy Spirit, he said there's no fault in you. Because that is how he saw you before the foundation of the world.
Hallelujah.
It's no fault.
Amen.
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 She's all glorious.
What
the Father calls us is what we are reading. She is all glorious, within and without. From beginning to ending, she is the work of our Lord. Don't miss this. And all his works are perfect. Oh, can I hear a message? From beginning to the end, he is the one working on us. See, your work may have comma. Your work may have fault, but not the work in the hands of the Lord. God cannot work a work and you say cannot be perfect. Gradually he's working on me. He's working on me. The things of the world begin to drop off. He's working on me. But Abraham said, he said, in fact, in her,
he
summed up and manifested. Go up, the eternal wisdom and purpose of God. The prophet knows that you'll be thinking, how can these things be? We are reading it since you are thinking. Don't worry, we help you, we help me. He now said, how can one fathom this? How can one understand it? Though we cannot do that, we can accept it by faith. Sure, brother. For God has what? Spoken it. If God speaks it, I believe it. I don't care what an accuser is saying. Because God has spoken.
Hallelujah.
Let every man's word be a lie.
Amen.
Okay. But not only is the candlestick of gold,
it's
of beaten gold. Handcrafted. Of beaten gold. The bride is handcrafted. The bride is not mass produced. It's not a mass production. But when you handcraft, you take one at a time. You work on it. You are detailed. Hallelujah! No mistakes. There will be a bride. As a matter of fact, there is a bride.
Amen.
Handcrafted. Handcrafted. It's molding you. It takes its time. Even the fiery trials that come is to test you. Is to try you. The temptation that comes is to try you. Because it's building you up. because he will bring you to perfection. Regardless of what your past is, regardless of how damaged you have been, there is a fountain.
Amen.
Come to the fountain of life. I don't care where the enemy has placed you. Jesus of Nazareth,
Jesus in Nazareth
will cleanse you.
Yo, for me.
We purify you.
Yo, for me.
We make you a true bride material.
Yo, so di, yawo to oto.
God bless you.
Amen.
Shall we rise?
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
If you want to use the altar, feel free to come to the altar.
To ba fe wa sibi pepe, aye wa fun o. Pepe to ba fe wa.
It's a time of soul searching.
There is a
Mm-hmm.
brothers and sisters, what you have heard now is the word of the Almighty God that came with different analogies, different examples, so that whichever way you belong, whatsoever is your discipline, you can catch it some way. Remember, within this message, we had this sermon that as the parents call their child, the name the child will bear right from birth, the Almighty God also, he calls his own even before they are born. It was said of Jacob and Esau, the elder shall serve the younger. So because Jacob have I loved, Jacob have I loved,
Jacob ni mo ti fẹran,
Esau have I hated,
Esau ni mo ti korira,
before they were born. It was said of Prophet Jeremiah, before I formed you in your womb,
mother's
womb, I knew you,
Moti
Dama, and I ordain you,
Moti Tinya,
a prophet,
Lati Jawoli,
unto the nations.
Sibo, I won't relate.
So are God's own sons and daughters. And their names are written in the palm of his hand. We are the apple of his eyes. Will you hear your name? Some are at the altar. They hear their name in respect of something. It could be that something has spoken to their heart. That problem, this is the solution. That your question, this is the answer. That mountain you are facing, this is the end of it. That sickness, this is the end of it. That bad name, today is taken out. That is what the sermon is saying to God's own sons and daughters, for those who add their name. I don't know whether you add yours when it was called, but Jesus has passed this way. Jesus of Nazareth passed by. This Jesus of Nazareth, this Savior, this Deliverer, this Giver of Life, he's passed this way. And is now telling Satan, your accuser, come and stone her. Come and stone him. If you have not done what he has done, I made provision for him, I died for him, I shed my blood for him, but I didn't die for you, I did not shed my blood for you. Now come and accuse him now. Come and accuse her now. Did you hear your name? Speak to your maker. The accuser might have brought you, but unfortunately for him, the judge became your attorney. So the case is dismissed. If thou can believe, if you accept it, you are the place where the case is to be dismissed. The judge, he's saying the case is dismissed. It lacked local standing, as the lawyers will say. No substance.
are before the judge of heaven and earth, the divine supreme judge. He said that the case is dismissed. Go and sin no more.
Hallelujah.
Beside those that are at the altar, if there be anyone in the audience that would like to be remembered in prayer, I would defy the law of gravity and raise up his or her hand up to the Almighty God with their request in their heart. Will you do so now? As I call one of God's servants, Evangelist Ayodele Babalola, to please come and offer prayer for this.
Evangelist Ayodele Babalola, ko wa gbadura fun wa.
Hold your request in your heart.
Di ebi adura re mu ni okan
re. God heareth prayers.
Olorun gbo adura.
Agree yourself, Holy Father. We thank you for this hour, O Lord. Thank you very much for your word that has gone forth in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Thank you very much, O Lord, for exposing the devil, that your people might be set free, that the devil become paralyzed, he become crippled. We are grateful unto you. We know that this world can never return unto you void. Oh, Jesus of Nazareth, we thank you this afternoon. Thank you for what your word is doing in the lives of your people. We thank you for the effect of the same. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your blood that you shed for us on the cross of Calvary. Oh, thou dying Lamb of God, thy precious blood shall never lose its power till the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more. How great thou art. I commit these souls into your hands, both the ones at the altar and the ones in the congregation. Thou knowest the needs in the lives of your people, Almighty and ever living Father. Lord, the purpose of preaching your word is to change lives. We pray that the lives of these ones be completely changed, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thou, O Lord, our God, who met, O Lord, that woman at the well, you are still God today. Thou, O Lord Jesus, who forgave that woman, O Lord, that was brought, O Lord, that go unto you to be stoned, you are still God. May this one go with their heart this day, free from sin, free from condemnation. O Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, may they go and sin no more by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be, Heavenly Father, because your blood was not shed in vain. It was for a purpose, and your purpose cannot be defeated. Thank you, our Master. Lord Jesus, may there be no condemnation no more. Father God in heaven, may they go, Lord God in heaven, to know that they have been justified. They are already freed. Let it be so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. May their soul rejoice in thy salvation, that from today henceforth, O Lord, they will go and sin no more. That something special, oh Lord our God, has been done in their lives, O Lord our God. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your name, O Lord. May they not go back, O Lord our God, to those things, O Father. Wonderful Jesus, we thank you. Replenish your servant, O Lord, for the way you have wonderfully used him again this day. Honor and glory be thine. Replenish him, O Lord. Lift up, O Lord, the honor of his ministry and that of others. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. Prepare us for the service this evening one more time. The vessel, may you use him, O Lord, to be a blessing unto your people. We pray for further blessings, O Lord our God, as this convention continues. Thank you, thank you. Bring our expectations to come to pass, O Lord. We are in great anticipation that no one will leave this place, Heavenly Father, the same as they came in, O Lord our God, yesterday, O Lord, and today. Glory be to your name. Thank you, our Master. We worship and adore your name. In Jesus' holy name, we pray with all faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Lord bless you. You can please be seated for a minute. Yes, just a little announcement here.
You feel okay, Kiri Kawani?
So a sister is giving biscuits and water to children ages 1 to 8 years after the morning service.
Ni arabini kan ofe fun awon mo de ni biscuit ati omi lati odun kan to mo odun mejo leyin sin yi.
So please collect yours.
Do not ko gba ti e to ba wa ni nu.
Say this is for the 3 days, please. Today, tomorrow, and next tomorrow. He said, God bless you. May the Lord bless your sister. From age 1 to age 8, they should collect biscuit and water at the end of this service. Don't reduce your age because of biscuit.
It
was because of mess or pottage that Esau sold his birthright. When you are 9 years, you are already 9 years. God bless you.
Amen.
And parent,
and you'll be,
don't tell your child that you know it's not 8 year, 9 year, 10 year, 11. Say, go and collect your, go and collect your. You are teaching that child to tell lies.
Mass of former retutic pomo do mess on where we will not look back here. Won't call that him a puroni.
The Lord bless you.
Hold on, couple coin.
You enjoy the service?
Right, Padu is in Yibi.
Right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
By the grace of God, we shall be seated by 5 p.m. for the evening service. Worship service will be 5:30. And the preaching will be 6 o'clock. On or before 8, we'll close. God bless you. Shall we rise? Original life.
God's attribute will manifest who is bright in this last age. We are God and rebels. Original sin, the original cause, is worth believing.
anyhow.